This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Tuesday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one, and as usual, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight on the way this evening. Manwich, you've got a load of emails that you want to get through.
I do have a bunch of them, and people wanted to talk to me about things, so...
Everything from taxes to death row to libertarianism in the future and more on your email box tonight. And also on the way, we've got, well, our friend Mark Stevens has written up a nice little blog entry about taxes.
It should be interesting.
it should
make our rants seem sane.
Yeah. I like his stuff. So
I'm not saying it's not good.
We're going to share that.
I think he's a great writer, and I recommend his book, Adventures in Legal Land.
Right. We'll get to that. Also, Scottish cops, the Scottish Union of Police, is throwing in the towel on the drug war. We'll give you the details on that. Plus, something from last night that we didn't get a chance to get to. The FCC is being sued, and we'll give you the details there. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231 is the point of the show, and that's why we're going to the phones, because Triddle's on the line, on the amplifier-only line. Hello, Triddle. You're on with Ian Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to speak my mind about the Free State Project tonight.
Please
okay.
do.
Okay, a while ago you guys did some really good coverage about how rampant the police state's getting in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Until you guys brought that up, I hadn't realized how far we'd slipped, even just in my short lifetime.
Right.
Now, I know some people that think the Free State Project is an awful idea. I think it's absolutely required for my own personal safety.
Why do they think it's awful? Are they just rabid socialists?
I believe there's some libertarians who believe it's a horrible idea, in fact. And
Why do you think that is?
That's just what I've heard. I don't know what's going on in their head. But I think the Free State Project's really important. And I would ask these people what they plan to do while everyone else around them is asleep at the switch and is happy to sit back while the police state destroys our private property rights and our personal safety.
Well, they're planning on doing nothing, of course.
Well,
people don't have plans.
I don't think it. I don't know. I haven't met too many people that think, well, it's, you know, that are real libertarians. Or really believe in liberty, that think it's a bad idea because they realize how futile it is, what it is that we've been trying to do is. You know, we're so far from having
Let's
a libertarian...
Let's run another candidate!
Right.
3% of the vote.
I mean, it's just not going to happen. So, I mean, I can understand sort of having, you know, relationships in the particular area that you're in or having a great job and not wanting to leave for those particular
right.
reasons. But for me, the more I thought about, you know, well, what about those guys during the Revolutionary War? I'm not talking about George Washington. I'm talking about the guys, the average dude that couldn't read very well, that was sitting freezing to death in rags, eating soup made from twigs and bark in Valley Forge. I'm talking about that guy. Mm. What if that guy had said, you know what, it's better for me to go home and shoot squirrels or fish for fish because I got to take care of my wife and my kids. That's just how it was for me when I
right.
thought about it. So that's the reason... that I think that it's a good idea to go to the Free State Project because, well, you know, there's a lot of men who gave a lot for this country, and I ought to give a little.
Well, that's pretty good, man, which, thank you. The way I see it, the only way to protect yourself from the police state is to surround yourself with people who are like-minded. And I mm-hmm. believe the police state is dangerous, wrong, and cannot be accepted as a solution. And I have yet to hear of any other solution besides the Free State Project that can address this concern.
We'd love to hear it. I mean, really, if there is another yeah. solution out there that's workable, I'd love to hear about it.
Indeed.
And I agree with you that surrounding yourself with like-minded people is the way to go. Because if you don't have anybody paying... when it's been said that you find out who your real friends are when you get put in jail, right? Because your real friends will keep in touch with you, and all the fair-weather friends will disappear. They mm-hmm. won't want anything to do with you anymore. And if you are around a bunch of individuals that have the same values in regards to freedom as you do, hopefully they will all rally around you when the time comes if you're the one that's in trouble or if somebody else gets into hot water with the police state, then we could all get behind them as well and just help protect one another. I mean, really, it may come down to simply being the gang of government versus a gang of liberty-loving freedom lovers.
Well, you got a great point there, Ian.
I don't like thinking about that, but I mean that may be what it comes down to. Hopefully what we'll be able to do is all get into the Free State together and start showing people that us liberty lovers are just normal friendly individuals, and we don't want to hurt anybody. We just don't want to be hurt by the police. We don't want to be hurt by the government. We just want to live our lives and not infringe on anybody else's freedoms. And I think we can make that plain to people, and hopefully then maybe people will start coming in our direction.
Well, I'd like to make one other point before I go off the phone here. The police state has a very nasty problem. It reinforces itself. It forms this horrible cycle because it inherently doesn't work, which leads to its power to be increased.
Sure.
That, of course, doesn't work and leads to more power and just keeps going and going. And each time, it makes the world more dangerous for non-criminals.
Great point, Strudel. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. He's right. I mean, the police state perpetuates itself, but it also perpetuates itself by the consent of those who are being ruled. I mean, if it weren't for good little citizens paying their taxes every single year, you know, paying their income taxes, paying property taxes, every year, they'd have a much tougher time buying new guns and new personnel carriers and tanks and other things that they can hurt us with. So we're kind of contributing to our own downfall by continuing to give these people money. Which, it's understandable. I mean, people are scared.
Yeah.
Last night I stayed up late and I created a pledge over at pledgebank.com.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The same website that the Free State Project is using for their first 1,000 pledge.
Mm-hmm.
I was inspired actually by Mark Stevens' article, and we'll share that with you in a moment. But the pledge essentially says it's for business owners, and it essentially says that as a business owner, you pledge to stop withholding taxes from your employees' paychecks. As long as another 5,000 people will also join you in doing the same thing. And I set a 5-year window. I actually asked 4 or 5 different people last night how many people we should get to sign the pledge. And I got answers all the way from 1,000 to 100,000. So I really didn't know what number to pick. I figured I'd...
Well, you could... 5,000 people would stretch the crap out of the IRS.
You think?
Yeah, I think it would.
Okay, well, I'm glad you like the number.
If 5,000 stopped at once, it sure would.
Right. Well, that's the idea. They would stop at once 5,000 was reached, once that number was reached. And you can actually go and see the pledge. It's at pledgebank.com/stopwithholding. Remember, there's 2 H's in withholding. pledgebank.com/stopwithholding. I don't know if it's going to make 5,000 signatures in 5 years, but I just felt like putting it online because I think that if business owners took the lead in the Second American Revolution, it would be a huge change in America. And the reason why is because I feel like employees look up to their employers to an extent. Some of them don't like them. Some people don't like the boss. But I think a lot of employees have some respect for their bosses and the businesses they've created and the jobs that they've created for people. And so if you were working for someone and all of a sudden, and you work for someone, Manwich, during the daytime, if all of a sudden your boss came to you and said, Manwich, we're not going to be withholding taxes from your paycheck anymore. You're going to be getting your full paycheck, and as of this next pay period, you'll see a nice 25% raise or whatever it is you'd get. It would be tremendous.
What?
Because you'd get the 15% Social Security, because you pay 7.5%, the business pays 7.5%. You could get all that back on your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get whatever the percentage of the income taxes is taken out. And so all the employees would be feeling great, man. They'd be getting a huge raise, and then it would be up to them to decide whether or not they actually wanted to file file income taxes at the end of the year. I think that if more business owners had the courage to stand up and stop being slaves and stop withholding money from their employees' paychecks, I think it could encourage quite a little tax rebellion in America.
Is there some kind of law that says that you've got to do withholding?
You know, I don't know about that. At Hammer of Truth, I posted this also at hammeroftruth.com if you want to go and look at it there. But there were some comments there, and one guy claimed that there was a law in the comments section. Another guy came back and said, well, if there's a law, show it to us, because people have been asking for decades to see this law. So maybe there is, maybe there isn't. For me, that's a non-issue.
Right.
Because the law is wrong.
It is wrong.
And it deserves to be disobeyed. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. We'll share Mark Stevens' opinions on Tax Day coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over, I think, 98,000 posts at this point.
98,000
yeah.
Posts?
Around 1,200 people are interacting there. And it's all for free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com.
Now, are we the biggest website of any radio show in the world?
Oh, no, I can't imagine that.
Come on.
You mean as far as our bulletin board system goes?
Pages, size, content?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Who has a website that would be anywhere near our size?
You will have to look into that yourself, man, which I don't know.
I suppose that Rush... No, there's no way that Rush Limbaugh could take all the content that he had...
As far as free content goes, I don't know what... It, well, we can't go around to all the other radio shows and find this out, man, which because all the other big shows charge for most of their website.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to buy subscriptions for every single one of the sites to find out really how much content they have behind the login screen. And you could go and look at their free content to determine who has the most free content, in which case I would think that Free Talk Live, hands down, probably has the most free content.
You have to be right there, but I'm thinking about even total content, because they might have a staff of 4 people, 5 people working for them on a given show,
yeah.
Would you say? Perhaps some shows have people that work on several shows, so maybe they have
right.
a total staff of 12 or something crazy, some crazy huge number like that. We have, 1,400 people on our BBS
mm-hmm.
putting content on. Now, I'll grant you, they're not doing it as a full-time job,
but
they're putting
on.
Content on there.
Now, we have 1,200 users.
Okay.
Of those users, the 2080 rule's in effect, so really you're only looking at maybe a couple hundred people posting on the BBS. Most of them are lurkers, and they just read.
I'll be lurking for
which is
you.
Fine, too. Which is fine. So, yeah, I think that we definitely have the most free content. As far as the pay content goes, well, we don't really have pay content. FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. And if you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to the phones, man, which again to the Amplifier Only line. This is Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Niall.
Well, how's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, just these last few days, I've been looking through the classic archives, and I never thought I'd hear you defend MAD.
What, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers?
It's clearly dated, but it was just interesting to hear Manwich taking the position against MAD and you kind of defending them, more or less.
What did I I don't remember what episode or what the context was. How did
We've
I
been doing this for years, you know.
How did I defend MAD?
Oh, it was a... It was near the New Year's Eve, and Manwich was upset because they said, drink, you go to jail, and you said, well, that's the way it should be if they had the law, that kind of thing.
I see.
That's actually not what I called about.
Well,
today.
My politics has changed over the last 3 years.
Yeah. As has mine.
I have shifted more towards the free market and a little bit more away from minimal government. But okay, what else was on your mind?
You know, I've got a major personal problem with the email that you read last night from John in Indianapolis, I believe it was.
Yeah, John, he was a new listener. He'd heard the show for the first time on Saturday night, and he totally didn't get it. He totally thought that because we were against taxes, that also meant that we were against protection services, that we were against fire services, that we were against education and all other kinds of just ludicrous assertions. What did you have to say about it?
You know, you may not remember this. The first time I ever called in, you know, I was a socialist, and I was a pretty strong socialist.
Right.
But what won me over to the liberty position is that it made absolute positive logistical sense. The vast majority of the things that you bring up, I don't like. They didn't taste good to me. I think I started out liking the idea of challenging the police power,
mm-hmm.
But the idea is just spread from there. But in his email, he attacked you based on your logic. And I just got to call John out on the carpet, because you could say whatever he could say whatever he wants about you guys. Maybe you're jaded, maybe you're mean, but to think that you are illogical, that your arguments are not based on logic, really kind of ticked me off, because I, as a socialist, had to be honest with myself and change my mind, because there's no way you could refute any of these arguments using logic. You cannot.
Well, you know,
I tried.
What happens here is this guy seemed to be significantly older than you, is what my guess was. You're a rather young socialist. This is an older
right.
socialist. And an older socialist, he's had much more time to substitute what he likes for logic. You know, so
but,
he didn't like
you
what
know
he
what?
Said.
I just,
go ahead.
I know, but that's my thing. That's my thing. You know, I hate that. You know, I find that in the academy. I find that everywhere. I hate that. If I say it, it becomes true. If it feels good, it becomes true. I'm calling him out on the carpet, because I know I could stand up to any debate, any challenge he could do based on logic and based on solid evidence. There's no way any professor, anybody could tear that position down.
Well, Niall, you had said to me that when you were analyzing the libertarian positions on things, that you came to the conclusion that you couldn't refute them without actually reverting to lies. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly. you as much as I wanted to, and it's not like I was sympathetic to the vast majority of the things you guys stand up for, but, you know, darn it all, you know, but you know, darn it all, I have to accept the truth. And if not, I want to call him out on the carpet on that.
It's unfortunate that he only listened Saturday night. He only listened on Saturday nights. But,
yeah.
Niall, we appreciate hearing from you, man. Great
Thanks.
Points. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. All right, so Mark Stevens, writing on his blog called There Is No State, Tax Obligation? Show me the facts. I hate this time of year. The dreaded tax day. The day when millions of scared people desperately try to comply with the master's demands. Pay us or get shot. Most have heard the line, what if they had a war and no one showed up? Well, how about what if tax day came and no one filed? I like what Hopper said in A Bug's Life, quote, you let one ant stand up to us, and they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1, and if they ever figure that out, then there goes our way of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not about food, it's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back. What is the basis for the alleged power to tax? It's the so-called Constitution. The Constitution is 4 unsigned pieces of paper. If there's an alleged obligation, then it must be based upon the Constitution. What facts are there to prove that those 4 pieces of paper created this alleged obligation? If you think there are facts to prove an obligation to pay taxes exists, then please email them to markstevens@adventuresinlegalland.com. I'd love to see them. In 10 years, not one tax agent or tax attorney has been able to produce one shred of evidence. It's impossible to prove a tax obligation exists using just plain facts. Again, anyone who disagrees is free to come to the plate and provide those facts.
Right, and you can't stand against Mark Stevens and his presentation of the facts.
No.
No, there's not. It's just not possible.
Right.
Because, well, government is a creation in people's minds. And Mark Stevens, he doesn't have that the same preconceptions that you do.
He says, and don't respond by saying my argument is frivolous. I'm asking for facts, not presenting an argument. And if you can't provide the facts, then why do you file? Oh, that's right. You don't want to get shot.
That's a fact.
Stop deluding yourself. You don't pay for protection because there's no duty to protect you. And he's right about that. The Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the government has no duty to protect you, period.
Well, it's protection in the same capacity that the mob used to provide protection.
As in, you won't get killed.
Right. We won't kill you, and if we happen to be around and we feel like it, maybe we'll keep somebody else from killing you.
Maybe, right. 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts from Mark Stevens and yours as well. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And, man, what's
you take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. We've got over 1,000 listeners from around the world that have plotted themselves on our listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, punch in your location, your name, even a photo of yourself if you like, also even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the map. It's free, and it's neat because you can scroll around and see who else is maybe in your area or maybe from your hometown or halfway across the world that listens to Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. So we're sharing Mark Stevens' recent blog post with you here. It's excellent. It's about tax obligation. And that's a great, it's a great question. Is there an obligation to pay income taxes? If so, where is that obligation? Where is it written down? And if it's written down somewhere, how is it that I became obligated to pay income taxes? Just because somebody wrote something on a piece of paper?
Well, I mean, if you're an obligation, what is an obligation? That's an abstract concept, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the governments are abstract concepts, social contracts, all these things that go into paying taxes are sort of abstract concepts. So, I don't know. I mean, what's that mean, obligation?
Well, obligation means that you have to do something.
Well, you do have
obligated
to do
something.
Or you're
going to
go to frickin' jail.
So the obligation then is just an unexpressed threat. They have not necessarily come to you and threatened you.
I think everybody knows paying taxes is an unexpressed threat.
I suppose they threaten you via the paperwork that they send you where it says in the small print that whatever, if you don't file, you might face 5 years in prison or what. I don't know what it says at the bottom there, but I suppose that could be a threat. But then again, if you didn't open the envelope, how would you ever have faced the threat? Well, anyway, let's get back to what Mark Stevens has to say here. So he's asking for the facts. He would like to see the facts that prove that there is an obligation to pay taxes. And he says, if you can't provide the facts, then why do you file? Oh, that's right. You don't want to get shot. Stop deluding yourself. You don't pay for protection because there is no duty to protect you. What will those antisocial parasites, politicians and bureaucrats, do when millions of people just decide to not file anymore? When millions of people start working for themselves and refuse to aid in the robbery of their fellow man's money by acting as withholding agents? Imagine millions of people refusing to help rape and plunder their fellow man by issuing those stupid 1099s. As an example, I give in my book is where the hundreds of thousands of people take their asinine tax plate off their cars. Is it possible? Of course. Look at the millions who followed Gandhi's example. And he didn't even have the internet. Consider how the cops would do their job if people didn't cooperate in the plunder. I'm not talking about violent resistance here. This is nonviolent, non-cooperation. As I've said before, if someone cannot ask for my permission, he shouldn't expect my help. The day's not far off when enough people will just refuse to cooperate, and those acting as government will be helpless to stop it. For those who think governments are necessary, let me ask just this one question. It's a yes or no answer. Should a service or product be provided at the barrel of a gun? Unless you're a psychopath, the answer is no, and that's how governments operate. Instead of bringing their talents and services to the market like normal people, they provide them on a violent, pay-or-get-shot basis.
They do that.
Good stuff. You can read more from Mark Stevens at adventuresinlegalland.com. I think he's brilliant. Adventuresinlegalland.com. We're going to the phones. Let's talk to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
Well, you were talking about the social contract, and I kind of wanted to chime in with an interesting conversation I had with a liberal. I was talking to him. He said that, you know, the problem I have with you libertarians is that you don't believe in the social contract. So I came back and I said, well, did you sign a social contract to go into war? And he said, no, I didn't sign that social contract. I said, well, I mean, you kind of did. I mean, we've given all this power to all these politicians that they can just basically, you know, take away your freedoms and use them for whatever they want. And I was looking up the definition of a social contract just to see what it said. And one of them said an implicit agreement among people that results in the organization of society. Individual surrenders liberty in return for protection. And I thought that was interesting because that's basically what's going on right now with the sneak and peek and many of the things that are going on in the administration. So it's just interesting to hear how I'm not for a social contract when it's against me.
Right.
You know?
I'm only for the social contract that does what I want it to do. And it's implicit, so we can make up our own social contracts in our own minds, apparently, and just enforce it on people at gunpoint.
Absolutely.
That's how it works, apparently. Because no one has ever signed any social contract, period.
Right. And how do you argue against something like that? I mean, what...
It's pure fantasy. I mean, you can't argue against someone's fantasy land like that. They're just locked into their mentality of it, believing that this thing exists, whatever it is. It's never been seen before. I mean, it's almost like a religion in a way.
You know, it's just like Mark Stevens says in there, that whatever it is that you think the government should do, well, it's a service that you want provided at the point of a gun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's never everybody deciding, because that's kind of one of the other definitions said that it's agreement among everyone in society. Well, you know what? Not everyone votes. Not everyone is active, and only the few have the power to do these things. And they're not making the decisions. You don't control government. That's one of the seven vital principles from Harry Brown.
That's true.
That you don't control government. Whatever, when you want to have universal health care or whatever you got in mind, it's not going to cover certain things. The government will make you pay for it, or you won't get to see the doctor that you want, or whatever.
It'll never work out the way that you would like it to.
Right, and I think that's this social contract is a contract that is just very deceptive that to think that you get what you want. So
great points, Corey. Yep. Thank you for the call. Right. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, let's call it like it is. It is a fantasy. It is a political fantasy, this idea of a social contract. It's never been seen. Nothing's ever been written down. And I'm sorry, verbal contracts are hard as hell to enforce, period.
Yeah.
And even in this case, there's not a verbal social contract either. There's
nothing.
I never
even said that.
Right. There's never even come close to being a meeting of the minds on anything in regards to government. And just because you go down to vote in November doesn't mean that you're consenting to the plunder that's going to come afterwards. Because you go down to vote to try to minimize the damage that the organized gang known as government foists on you does not mean that you consent to it. So, I mean, that could be one of the excuses that the social contract fans make, is that, well, because you participate in government, that means that you consent to everything it does.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. I mean, the fact that I choose not to, that I pay my property taxes in order not to have my house taken away, I don't feel that means that I believe in your social contract. Everybody's social contract's different. Everybody thinks the government should be doing different stuff.
Right.
Some people think they should be out there feeding the poor and taking care of the lame people and making sure that the old people have food.
And some people think it should be bombing countries around the world.
Right. Anybody that has a different skin color or speaks a different language, they're a potential threat to us, and we should bomb them back to the Stone Age.
And I don't think that any of those people with the different viewpoints on what government should be doing, I don't think they could ever, if you got them together, I don't think you could ever get them to agree on a social contract.
Right,
if they actually wrote it out.
There isn't one. But it doesn't exist.
They couldn't make it. Even if they wanted, even if you sat the warmongers in the same room as the people that wanted to feed the hungry, they'd never get along. They'd never be able to hash it out.
I think that there is a social contract that people want certain governance. And that's about all there is.
Not me. 800-259-9231.
Absolutely you do.
You think I want government?
You just want certain voluntary governance.
Well, I just want volunteerism. More coming back. It's
more
Free Talk
Live.
Take control of the airwaves.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are free. FreeTalkLive.com. Calls rolling in. We go to them. Let's talk to Rick in Nevada. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
I'm a great fan of Ayn Rand, and especially of her great masterpiece, Atlas Shrugged.
Me too.
Ayn Rand, that book should become one of the books of the Bible. Call it the Book of Ayn. Seriously. She was a prophet. And just as the Revolutionary War was fought by 10% or less of the population, the next Revolutionary War will not be nonviolent, as you alluded earlier. I think you're mistaken.
Really?
It's going to be an armed revolution, and it's going to be by a tiny percentage of people, because what we have today is a population that's largely divided in half. One half is gung-ho for all of the looting and the war crimes, and the other half is simply scared, and they go up like sheep and pay their taxes.
Mm.
I haven't paid taxes for many, many years. I make no apologies. I have no regrets.
Good for you.
That's all I had to say.
No, I want to hear your vision. Like, as far as you think it's going to be an armed conflict, I mean, what's going to spark it? Where is it going to happen?
It's going to come down to survival, because the country that's the one to look out for now, the one that is going to take over the world if things don't change, if people don't become more self-preserving, is China. They're surrounding us. China's surrounding us economically and militarily. They've got one of the most robust navies in the world. Their people are hoarding gold like it's unbelievable.
So wait,
we don't
you're not
have
saying
a gold
that...
backing. We don't have gold in our vaults anymore.
Wait a minute.
The Chinese people are hoarding it.
Wait, Rick, you're telling me that we're not going to be fighting our own government. We're going to be fighting the Chinese?
Well, we will be fighting to put into place some sort of self-preserving self-defense force in this country, which is we don't have it now. We have an empire.
There's no doubt that
we have an imperial army spread out all over the world.
That's right.
Doing all of the looting.
They're everywhere.
Doing the bidding with their bodies.
Our military certainly is everywhere but here. There's no doubt about that. Although I can't imagine what China's motivation would be for invading the United States. I mean, we're their best customer. You don't want to hurt your best clients. What would the point be there? I mean, I could see our own government
being... In my
view,
those who are doing the organizing and planning and putting it all together in China today are using the economic might to build the military might, and they're doing it.
But what is the point of... What is their motivation for invading the United States? I don't know enough I understand that.
For one thing, I think they're sick and tired of our constantly attempting to surround them and...
How are we trying to surround them?
Iran is going to be where they draw the line in the sand. China, if we go attack Iran, I think we might be looking out for some heavy-duty nuclear retaliation from China.
Interesting views.
They don't want us in Iran.
All right, Rick, we appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. I don't know if I agree at all. We're surrounding China?
Well... I can tell you that nothing good is going to come out of attacking Iran.
Oh, no, I agree with that. We definitely don't need to be attacking Iran.
I'm not sure.
And we do need to bring our troops home.
It can't make... I don't think that it probably makes China feel real good when we globetrot and take care of countries that we don't think are doing quite the right thing.
But China can't realistically think that we're going to be a threat to them.
I wouldn't want to... I do not want to get into a land war in Southeast Asia.
Right.
No.
I agree.
Can you imagine?
We do not need to be attacking Iran.
And when I say I don't want to, I don't mean for political reasons. America can't win a land war.
We can't win in Iraq.
China.
We can't win in Iraq.
We did win in Iraq. We beat the government
of Iraq.
Yeah,
but we're still there. We're still occupying. We can't win an occupation in a teeny little country.
We couldn't take over the government of China. We couldn't, and just as we can't take over the government in Iraq.
Right.
Like, that's what Americans imagine that was going to happen. We're going to go in there and rule, and we're not. Unless you're willing to totally subjugate the people. And we're not willing to do that as a democracy.
Let's keep going to the phones here. Again, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. The number 1-800-259-9231 to Jason in Virginia. Take control of the airwaves, Jason. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to make one comment on that whole social contract thing.
Yeah.
Where else in the world can a person or a group of people actually sign a contract on behalf of not only themselves, but for all of posterity forever and ever and ever?
Well, now that's sort of how it goes with the U.S. government dealing with some guy who claims to be the Indian chief on some Indian reservation, we were told. Apparently, some guy says, me chief. Big wahoo. And he signs whatever deal with the government, and then they just enforce that as that's the way it is,
right,
until they don't feel like doing it anymore. So, you know, people that say that they're elite, people have been making decisions for people that have less power than them for a long time.
Well, people have been, unjust for a long, long time, but that doesn't make it right.
Absolutely. And, of course, what you're referring to is the Constitution, right? You know, the fact that these guys wrote up this Constitution, and for some reason, we're all bound by it, even though we weren't involved, which is ludicrous. And I got to admit, I mean, got to say, the Constitution was a good idea. I mean, on the scale of creations of government, it was one of the better ones. However, to paraphrase Lysander Spooner, it has either been powerless to prevent this big government that we have, or it has actually allowed it, one or the other.
Right.
Thank you for the point, Jason. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mike's on the line. Your calls as well. You make them about whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Still to come, man. What you got? An email about the death row.
Mm-hmm.
And more. As well as Scottish cops throwing in the towel on the war on drugs. We'll explain it all coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which...
anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the entire website for free. Unlike all those other talk shows, we give it away to you. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like that we're spreading the message of freedom and liberty, well, then consider shopping with us. I mean, you're going to go and do your shopping anyway. A lot of you do it online, and I encourage it, because Amazon is the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, if there's a department store category you can think of, these guys sell it. In fact, one of their newest categories that they sell is gourmet foods. They actually have a very large gourmet food section, which is really cool.
Like nuts and things
all kinds
like that?
Of meat, yeah, exactly. Nothing perishable, nothing refrigerated, but gourmet packaged products. So, I mean, they've got everything, and you can shop through our website. So what you want to do is you want to go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com, and then once you go there, anything you purchase will get a percentage of. Simple. It's an easy way to support Free Talk Live and get all your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, man, which it is a show about your call. So let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey.
I was just wondering what your thoughts are about
the Irwin Schiff trial and its outcome and so forth, and how that applies to what you're trying to talk about today. Well, also, while I was on hold, if I can get two quick things in here also.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on fiat currency? Isn't it in the Constitution that our currency should only be gold and silver coinage? And how the heck do we get into fiat currency?
We used to say that here on the air, and then I guess it was pointed out to us that essentially it says that the states can't have any currency that isn't backed by gold or silver.
I see.
So not like the states, but just the individual states, I guess, is what that's been taken to mean.
I think, as I understand it, they got around it by creating the Federal Reserve, which is not actually a government office. It's a private entity. And so the government sort of contracted with the Federal Reserve to provide money for the entire country. So that's how they got around it. There was essentially, they created a loophole. So to answer your question about Irwin Schiff, I didn't follow the trial too closely, but from what I understand about it, he was essentially railroaded into jail. I mean, they didn't allow the guy to even bring up the defense points that he wanted to bring up. He had a defense that he would have liked to have used, and the judge simply said, sorry, not going to allow your defense in my courtroom.
Yeah, I did follow that trial like that, and I believe what you're saying is true. I didn't follow it that closely, but I followed it close enough to find out that, yeah, sure enough, you're right in what you're saying.
Which is disgusting and outrageous, and it's amazing that these judges get away with this stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. How is this possible? Why doesn't, you know, like,
it's possible because nobody cares.
Somebody
it's
needs to take hold of the United States and the people within it, give it a good shake, and
I agree, man. We're trying to do it here on Free Talk Live, and the reason why it's possible, Mike, is because there's not enough people that care. I mean, there's not enough people that know what's going on out there, and there's not enough people that, even if they do know, are willing to do anything about it. They're so scared that if they stand up and stand up for liberty and freedom, that they're going to be the next Irwin Schiff. They're scared that they're going to be the one that's going to be targeted next and thrown into a jail with no blankets at 80 years old.
At least he's not in jail right now, though, right? He's
Irwin still is in jail.
Oh, I thought that he hadn't been sentenced yet.
No, he's in jail.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah. He's 80 years old.
One last thing, and then you can...
Quick.
Okay, I wanted to ask about, like, licensing, fishing licenses. Every way we're getting raped.
It's all bad. Licensing is nothing more than... It's just a protection racket.
You need a license to have a dog or a cat.
Everything.
You're just paying tribute to the state. That's all it is. Hey, Mike, great call. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Oh, no, Jamie told you so, dropped off the line. Come back, Jamie, please. More coming on the way.
He can't hear you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're